They want to help you narrow down which type of fit you like best on your body type. Every bride has a different body type, and they want you to feel your most beautiful and most comfortable on your wedding day. Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to help make the wedding planning process less stressful and a lot more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. Selecting the perfect wedding dress for your wedding day can seem frustrating and overwhelming at times, but this part of the wedding planning should be fun and exciting. In this episode, I will be talking about tips to help you get closer to saying yes to the dress and enjoying the process along the way. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to mention our new digital wedding planner. And this wedding planner has everything you need to make your wedding planning less stressful and more fun. Created by wedding pros and approved by engaged couples, this digital wedding planner is over 200 pages long, and it has all those important details that you don't want to miss while planning your wedding. Make sure to visit our wedding shop at obbweddingshop.com to get your digital wedding planner today. And now back to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. When it comes to finding their wedding dress, most brides don't realize that it can take up to 4 to 5 months for most designer to make the dress that they select, and then you also need 2 months for alterations. Depending on the designer, delivery, and the accessories, the whole process can take up to 10 months. So the sooner you start looking for your wedding dress, the better. Now, if you're listening to this podcast episode and you're like, oh my gosh, my wedding's in 6 months, I'm not going to make it. Don't freak out. Don't stress out. There are bridal boutiques around Central Florida that offer things like off-the-rack dresses. Bridal Finery is one that comes to mind. Several of the boutiques around town may have sample sales, and in that case, you can take the dress with you. If you're on a time crunch, don't freak out. Don't feel like you have to order something online. You can still shop at our local boutiques, and they will be happy to help you. When you call to make an appointment for these bridal boutiques, let them know when your wedding is and that, you know, you don't have that much time till your wedding. They can let you know if they have options available for you. And if they don't, then you can go to a different location. Next thing you want to do is to do some research. Pinterest is a great spot to find a variety of wedding dresses, different styles that you may like. Pin dresses you like on a Pinterest board. So when you go to your bridal consultation, you'll have an idea of the dresses that you like ahead of time. Going to a bridal boutique can kind of be an overwhelming experience because there are so many gorgeous dresses, but the problem with that is that they are all on hangers. So you may not see exactly how they lay on a human body. Looking at things on Pinterest prior will give you an idea of how a wedding dress will lay and the different silhouettes as well. Bridal magazines and designer websites are great places to find dresses. If you're booking a bridal appointment with a certain bridal boutique, go online and see what dress designers that boutique carries. Not all bridal boutiques carry the same designers. And as a note, not all bridal boutiques carry the entire line that a designer will provide. So if you have your heart set on a certain dress that you fell in love with, let the bridal boutique know ahead of time when you go to make your appointment which dress you're interested in if you really want to try that dress on, and they can let you know if they have it available for you to try on. You also want to think about the price range you want to stay in. This is extremely important for your bridal consultant to know because they don't want to be pulling dresses out of your price range. Without letting your consultant know the price that you're trying to stay in, you may fall in love with a dress that is way over how much you want to spend, and that can leave you disappointed and frustrated. Nothing's worse than falling in love with a dress that you just simply can't afford. So the more guidance that you provide for your consultant, the better. The next tip is the most important tip that I can give you when it comes to helping you find your wedding dress, and that is to keep an open mind. It's really important to trust your bridal consultant. They may choose a dress that on the hanger you are not a fan of, but when you put it on, you absolutely fall in love and wind up saying yes to the dress. I can say that from personal experience because that happened to me as well. When I went dress shopping, I found a dress that I would have never picked out myself, and I loved it. If you're trying on wedding dresses for the very first time, the consultant will usually try on several different types of silhouettes. So that could be a ball gown, a fit and flare, an A-line. The reason for this is because they want to help you narrow down which type of fit you like best on your body type. Every bride has a different body type, and they want you to feel your most beautiful and most comfortable on your wedding day. The next tip is probably the second most important in my opinion, and that is being mindful of who you bring with you to your bridal appointment. If you have too many people join you to help you find your perfect dress, you run the risk of having too many opinions, and that can easily get overwhelming. And you really can't zero down on what you want. Bringing people to your appointment who will be supportive and you want to share the experience with can make the experience that much better. Usually suggest bringing 2 to 4 people with you to try on dresses. You can always bring others to your first fitting after you've chosen your dress and have that big reveal. The last tip I want to leave you with is to trust your instincts. You know, not every bride is going to have that emotional crying moment when they say yes to the dress like you see on TV. And that's okay. But you really need to be 100% sure that that is the dress that you want. Don't let anyone pressure you into purchasing a dress just because they think it's the right dress for you. If you need a minute and you have to think about it and come back to the shop later, then take it. This is a dress that you will be wearing on your wedding day. In most cases, your wedding day will be 12 to 10 months away. So it needs to be a dress that you are still going to love in the future. Oh, and bonus tip I just thought of as I was going through this last tip. Once you've found your dress, stop researching dresses. Just as with anything else you decide in your wedding, once you've made the decision on that being what you want for your wedding, don't look at any other things. There's bound to be other stuff, especially on Pinterest, that you're going to fall in love with. And you don't want to have feelings of regret or maybe you like something else better. So once you find your wedding dress, stop looking for wedding dresses. If you're looking for wedding dress inspiration, you can visit our website at orangeblossombride.com, or you can look at our Pinterest to get an idea of different styles of wedding gowns. If you want to book a bridal consultation, you can visit our website, click on the Find Vendors and then Bridal Boutiques, where you can find some of our favorite bridal boutiques in the Central Florida area. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.